Many of us have vegetable or flower gardens. We know that to have a successful garden, we must take care of the soil. Perhaps we are content to add some nitrogen or iron. We may want to use organic fertilizers with the right pH balance. We may find it necessary to spade the ground and aerate the soil to give the roots room to establish themselves. We may need to add some gypsum to loosen the clay. We want to make sure the ground has good drainage so the plants will not be overwatered. The soil needs to be protected from being trampled upon. If we do these things, then we hope to have rich soil to produce abundant growth. In today's gospel, Jesus compares people to seeds. Some seed falls on the pathway, the rocky ground, or among thorns. As a result, that seed does not produce a good harvest. Some seed falls into rich soil and produces abundantly. We would all like to be the seed that falls into rich soil and produces an abundant harvest. But are we? We need to examine our lives. If we are honest, perhaps we are the seed that falls on the pathway. We hear God's word, but it is soon lost. We may be the seed that falls on rocky ground. At first, we are excited to hear this word, but we really don't have any roots. So this word does not permeate our being. We may be the seed that falls among thorns, where worldly cares, riches, and other anxieties choke us to death. Even if we are seed that falls into rich soil, we remember that the seed must first disappear before the growth happens. Not only are we seeds, but God's word is also a seed planted into the soil that we are. We can be rich soil if our hearts receive the seed of God's word and let it grow within us. The seed that is God's word comes to us through our reflecting on Scripture. We can contemplate the life of Jesus portrayed in the Gospels and other Scriptures. All the teachings, miracles, and example of Jesus' life are the seed of the Word of God. The seed of God's word comes to us through our silent contemplation. We can contemplate the wonders of creation. We might sit empty to contemplate the hidden presence of the unseen God. We might reflectively listen to the prophetic voices of our time. For instance, Pope Francis. We can hear the voices of those unjustly treated, the poor and discarded humanity of the world, and those struggling for justice. Only when the seed of God's word falls into the rich soil of our lives can Christians produce an abundant harvest capable of advancing the world toward God's reign. I wonder how society would change if we cultivated more carefully the seed of God's word within our hearts and let it bear fruit. Does not the world, which is broken in so many ways, need to receive us as good seeds and reflections of the reign of God? If we are not open to allowing God's word to fall like seed upon the soil of our hearts and take root, then in what way can we say we are God's seed of transformation for the world? Isaiah, speaking God's word, states, "The word that goes forth from my mouth will not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it." Jesus compliments his disciples who have heard his word. Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. He challenges us, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.